on ABC Victoria. This is Mornings.
It is a 10:45. I don't know if you've noticed these white cabbage moths around. There seem to be thousands of them that I have observed. I don't know. Are they moths or are they butterflies? We'll get to the bottom of that because Tanya Luce is with us now, a nature writer from Daylesford. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. And we also have Gavin McGrath, who is a man about town, a bon vivant and a raconteur. G'day, Gav.
G'day. And you used the phrase thousands.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go millions and billions because I was driving between Mirrabooka and Ballarat only a few days ago, and it was like driving through a blizzard.
Yeah.
A very, very hot blizzard.
So many of these little moths. Well, I was going to call them moths there, but are they called moths, Tanya, or are they butterflies?
They're butterflies. So they're cabbage white butterflies. There is a cabbage moth, but it's in it's overseas. It's in Europe. It's a tiny little brown thing that eats cabbages. But the cabbage white butterfly is introduced to Australia. It was first spotted in Melbourne in 1929. But it's definitely a butterfly.
Right. How do you tell the difference? What's the difference between a moth and a butterfly?
So there's 10,000 species of moths in Australia, approximately, probably way more. And butterflies are actually a small family of, like, within that. They could almost be regarded as day-flying moths, but there's a few butterfly families. There's only about 400 species, and the way you can tell is that they've got clubbed antennae rather than feathery, and they sit with their wings upright. Moths, if you notice moths, they have their wings flat against whatever they're perching on, leaf or the wall, whereas butterflies have their wings up above their back, and that's a really characteristic butterfly characteristic.
And, yeah. And they're the only differences?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, there's something to do with the way their wings sit together, but it was a very technical term, so I thought, well, I'll leave that for the entomologist.
Well, they're very similar by the sounds of it. Moths and butterflies are almost the same thing, basically.
It's a little bit like frogs and toads or crows and ravens.
Yes.
There's differences, but they're in the same wheelhouse,
Right. And why are there so many of these butterflies at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So I guess lots of the listeners would notice there's also like lots and lots and lots of rabbits, or, you know, it's the best flowering of messmate that's ever happened, things like that. So the conditions that we've seen with a pretty mild winter has allowed all the, so the butterflies, they, if people know, it's like egg, larvae, pupa, and the pupa, they form and wait to become butterflies over the winter. So if you've had a really mild winter, it means that way more of these pupa have survived to become adults. And so they've started off spring, ahead of the race. You know, they've got so many more. And then because they can have successive many, many generations over one summer, it just means that we've got this exponential growth. It's pretty, it's about the biggest eruption, I'd say, that that people can remember of the cabbage moths.
Just heaps around. Gav, what did your car look like after you drove through that that cloud of moths?
It did require me to, and the good thing is, compared to perhaps some of the more bulky things like locusts and that type of thing, it does wash off relatively easily. I've been speaking with lots of people, and I think, Tanya, you spend a lot of time in Daylesford. There's a text message from Jamie in Newland. I've got a friend who lives in Dean. And I don't reckon I've seen anywhere near as many as this ever before. I reckon it's the most I've ever seen. And my question is, usually I'm seeing them things like dandelions.
Mm-hmm.
Are they potentially a problem for whether it be native plants or whatever? Because they've got to eat something.
Yeah, look, it's a great question, and that's why, you know, some invasive species or introduced species are a real problem for the native biodiversity. But these guys, their caterpillars might annoy gardeners and can be serious implications for brassica farmers. Like, you know, people who are growing broccoli and stuff like that. But the adults just eat nectar. So they're just cruising around pollinating. I'm sitting out in my garden. I can see lots and lots of cabbage white butterflies, and they're actually on the cat's ear, which is another introduced plant. And so that's why we're seeing so many as you drive through farmland. There's so many in Melbourne. They really like introduced plants the best. Like, I've got this amazing book on insects that people find on native plants, and they don't even mention the cabbage white. Mm. You know, it's very much an introduced plant. Focused insect.
Yeah, okay. There's a text here, and you mentioned that text from Jamie in Newland, Gav, saying, these butterflies are making a mess of my ute windscreen. I think Macca might be having a lend of us on the text line, saying there's a new movie called Attack of the Killer Cabbage Butterflies, says Macca. Don't know about that. I don't know what that would do at the box office or how many people would see
it. It's funny how many people, Jono, call them cabbage moths, even though they look like a butterfly. They hang like a butterfly. Everything they do, maybe cabbage moth just flows off the tongue better. Mm. But I do wonder, I mean, we've talked about the fact that they're not doing any harm to native flora. But I wonder if there's any benefit, perhaps, with native fauna. What eats these things?
Yeah, look, there'd be a lot of birds that would be really enjoying eating the adults, for example. there's also a lot of native wasps and introduced wasps that actually eat the caterpillars. They lay their eggs on the caterpillars, and then the babies grow inside and then eventually eat the caterpillar out from the inside and then burst out and live for another day. And I'm imagining things like dragonflies. I'm seeing lots and lots of dragonflies on this warm day. They'd eat them as well. And then there's all, once the adults die, there'd be all the ants and scavengers. And yeah, I think it's just that boom and bust. There's just so much abundance in the landscape. We're just so grateful for these mild, moist conditions, and the insects and animals are just loving it.
Do you think that because we've had such a big white cabbage butterfly year this year, next year they'll kind of go into recess?
I have no idea. It really depends on what happens during the winter. If we have another mild winter, yes, definitely. And if, you know, that's kind of what we're looking at with climate breakdown and all of that, we might end up with a lot of cabbage moths here to stay in the future.
I have to say that I've got a six-year-old daughter, and when she sees them, she thinks it's like sort of like almost like a fairy garden. Oh, aren't they beautiful? I'm not sure if I'm quite as much in love with them as she is, but I'm wondering if the hot weather's going to have any sort of impact on them.
Yeah, look, I think it would if there wasn't so much moisture still around, you know? I think it would be the hot, dry weather that would really impact on them. But by May, their life cycle winds down, and that's when they're all in their pupal form. And look, for me, wanting people to connect with nature, if people are noticing thousands upon thousands of butterflies and being excited about it and talking about it on social media, I think it's a really beautiful thing, you know, for anyone to notice nature. I don't think it really matters that they are an introduced species at all.
Yeah, all right. Well, just hang on a sec, because we've got a caller here. Rowan is in Toora. Good morning to you, Rowan. What have you noticed?
Well, I was driving along last week and said, gee, there's a lot of cabbage whites, and listened to the radio a few days ago and there was a boom on them. Anyway, that's another story. But the caper white butterfly, which is a native Australian one, flies in, you know, from the inland every once in a while, and it looks very similar. Mm. It's got a yellow leading edge of its front wing.
Well, that's what I wondered, Tanya. Are these introduced butterflies crowding out the native species? Is that what's happening?
Well, no, I don't think so. But your call is correct in that the caper white and the cabbage white are often confused with each other. So the caper white is just a gorgeous, mainly white butterfly, but it's got a lot more black on it and a bit more yellow. The undersides of the leaves are a bit more black. And they're a native, and they're a really a migratory species. And so you will get large drifts of them, and people notice big groups of them, not like what's happening with the cabbage whites at the moment, but big groups travelling down. They come down from New South Wales, and they feed on native plants, all these different caper plants. Yeah, really beautiful butterfly.
So
they catch your eye when you see them.
Yeah, what did you notice, Rowan?
Oh, look, I'm a bird watcher, and I was down the bird hide at Chira one day, and I walked out and I saw, hang on, that's a cabbage white. And I looked at it clearly, you could see the yellow line on the forewings. Oh, it's a caper white. No, I'm a bit of a nature boy all my life, and yeah. This one just doesn't fit the caper white kind of thing, so it just caught my eye, and you do see them occasionally, and not a common one, but you do see them.
Well, I think as a self-described nature boy all your life, I think you are always welcome to give us a call, Ron, and tell us about what you have noticed. Because I think, Tanya, would you describe yourself as a nature girl?
Oh, 100%.
I love that. I love that. Hey, thank you for talking to us about these butterflies, because you've taught me something. I thought they were moths.
Oh, fantastic. No worries at all.
Thank you. Tanya Luce, a nature writer from Daylesford, and Gavin McGrath as well, whose car was covered in these white butterflies recently. And we have had that. Jamie in Newland said that's the same thing on his ute. Just so many of these. I was calling them cabbage moths. They're actually called butterflies, and I've learnt the difference. Apparently butterflies have clubbed antennae, and they sit with their wings kind of upright, whereas moths, you might have seen a moth land on a wall, and it's just kind of flat. Like that? Well, butterflies don't do that.